When the Gold Belt Hotel was sold, the new owners didn't want to take over the restaurant, so they approached seasoned restaurateurs Tracy LaBarge and David McGivney. The interior of Coho's Bar and Grill has been completely gutted, and along with the changes, a fresh identity, McGivney's.
The name nobody can pronounce.
Nobody can pronounce it, Emmett.
It's Dave Lesnick.
If it sounds familiar, it's because there's already a McGivney's in the Valley. That location will remain open, and the downtown branch will boast more of what those customers love: sports memorabilia and TVs to watch the game.
The good part for the downtown location is it's bigger. One of the things that we tend to hear continuously since we opened the Valley location is there's just not enough room space-wise. So this would actually, it's almost triple the size.
Back when Floyd Mayweather boxed Manny Pacquiao in the fight of the century, Valley McGivney screened the match for $50 a head and sold out. With a bigger location, the pub can host more events, and it might fill a gap. Major League Soccer used to be shown at Silverbow, but the bakery recently sold, and it's unclear if it'll continue with the tradition. McGivney's, however, has that on lock.
I played soccer for 10 years when I was younger, so I love all the sports. Obviously, our slogan is, you know, every game, every day, and I try to hold true to that. And if anybody ever comes into one of our locations with McGivney's Sports Bar and Grill, that game will be on.
The business partners say the food will feature an embellished McGivney's menu, with staples like poutine and short ribs.
Shepherd's pie is going to be in there. Some of the old tradition. I mean, obviously the burger. A lot of our gyros.
They're tight-lipped about what else they'll be serving. The menu is being finalized, and they might have increased ingredient options. The pair recently purchased a fish processor, Horse Seafoods. Plans are in the works to supply their other restaurant, Salt, with hard-to-find items.
We will look into more exotic seafood, like sea cucumbers and gooey duck and herring roe, different things that our chef Lionel at Salt likes to experiment with.
Between their string of restaurants, McGivney and LaBarge will employ about 160 people. They credit their success to taking calculated risks, a skill they're interested in adapting for another growing industry in Alaska, marijuana.
You know, at the end of the day, business is business. In regards to what product you're selling, it doesn't really matter.
For now, that product is a sports bar. LaBarge and McGivney acknowledge other Juneau restaurant owners are doing the same, opening multiple locations and building their own empires.
I mean, there's always a friendly competition, I think, but that's never been what we were about. I believe there's room for everyone. I think there's a lot in this community to offer, and I would like to see more businesses come out, and not just restaurants, but other types of business, because I think it brings more people out in the end.
McGivney's Sports Bar and Grill is expected to open in the Gold Belt Hotel sometime in November. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.